Well, last week, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers announced this year's class of South Carolina Chef Ambassadors alongside Governor McMaster and PRT Director Dwayne Parrish. I'm Mike Davis, and Commissioner Weathers is here to tell us more. First of all, tell us, for those of us who maybe have not heard of them before, what are the Chef Ambassadors, Commissioner?
Well, they are chefs from South Carolina that work with our farmers around the state. Most of the time we're looking for a rural setting, if possible, because it sort of reflects a little more of agriculture. But this is the eighth year we've done it. So with the number of chefs that we've gotten involved, well, we just pick them from different parts of the state, trying to balance it out, which we've done this year because we've got one chef from the coast, one from the Midlands, and one from the upstate. But they'll work with us over the next year in appearances that we'll arrange, and they'll promote that even the great menus that they put together can be done sourcing it from South Carolina.
Well, that sounds great. And I know that this has been a very successful program up to this point and will continue to be. So tell us who these three chefs are from around the state for 2022.
Well, first, from the coast out at Kiowa Island is Chef John Ondo. And I've known John a number of years because he has participated with us in our chef demos in Charleston from time to time. But he really worked hard on building relationships with local farmers and fishermen. And I think he's been known just to pop in to their operations and see what's ready to go, and it might be on the menu that night.
Wow.
So John is quite a character. I think he's given up the motorcycle, he said, for a set of golf clubs a little bit more. I think he always used to ride his motorcycle every time. It was kind of interesting to see him put all his knives and whatnot on the back seat. I remember seeing him one day doing that. But so that's John. And then from the middle of the state in Lexington, a real neat set up, and that's Chris Williams. He's from Roy's Grill in Lexington, and I think I understand that Roy's Grill is in the side of an Exxon station.
Oh.
So, as we said, some of the best food in South Carolina might come from places you don't know, don't expect. So, but Chris also grew up in a rural area down in Bamberg County, not far from me. Grew up on a farm. But he also balances out his restaurant with a great catering business. And finally, moving upstate, Chef Hayden Shack. He's from Traveler's Rest at Restaurant 17 at Hotel Domestic there in Traveler's Rest. That's quite a growing area just north of Greenville.
Right.
But Hayden has spent most of his life in kitchens, and he's a graduate of the program at Greenville Technical College, so a real local product, not only in that his training, but his learning with his father, and has been at several places in the Greenville area. So again, working with local ingredients, seasonal ingredients, and bringing all that to his restaurant there in Traveler's Rest. So we've always had great classes, but I'm especially excited about this year's class of Chef Ambassadors.
Well, I can see why. What a varied and talented group this is, and I know that they'll do a great job of representing South Carolina in the year 2022. If folks want to learn more about this program, how can they go about that, Commissioner?
Well, obviously, you always come to the department website, but beyond that, with PRT, you can learn something there, too, at discoversouthcarolinaaltogether.com/chef-ambassadors. And folks that might have an event, we could consider asking one of the chef ambassadors to come to their event. They really do a good job. Their personalities are a big part of making this a success, and all that I've worked with has certainly been that. So either our website or this discoversouthcarolina.com/chef-ambassadors.
And I look forward to meeting them this year and tasting some of that excellent, unique South Carolina cuisine. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.